from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time now to go to the Pimp Cup,
yeah,
where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you swear. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
It's the indica.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I asked for a sativa.
Everybody get high.
Fellas, if you got money, you can get women, okay?
Mm. All right.
Now, if you got a lot of money, you can get some of the finest women in the world. So with that being said, I want you to know the way your woman look represents your income. So I'm saying you ain't got to explain nothing to me. I see this recession that hit a couple of y'all upside the head.
Shout out to Corey Holcomb right there. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 13th, 2024. It's a Thirsty Thursday. Yeah. Ladies night here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
You got caught up in Alex Stein's web yesterday before the game. Am I correct?
I did. I admit that.
Yeah, you got caught up in his web. Mr. Blaze TV himself, Mr. Pimp on the Blimp, he will troll political topics. That's what he does. Shout out to Tommy Lauren. Where are you at, girl?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's the, well, she used to work there. I don't know if she works there anymore. I think she got suspended. Yeah. She's still working somewhere.
She might be with Outkick.
Yeah. It was toxic over there, too. Yeah, Tommy Lawrence. She get on me. I didn't talk like this. I didn't care about your Black Lives Matter. And I don't care.
Just starting OnlyFans and shut up.
Might be your best impression yet.
Yeah,
she
so.
She was fine. Very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be cool.
That's
be
why
cool.
People were watching.
Be cool, LA. Be cool right here. Yeah, so we did find this audio. Shout out to the Tolo that sent it to us right here. Ran into Broaddus right outside of the arena.
Right outside.
Let's go to it live.
Kyrie Irving, he's exposed to the true shape of the earth and it's flat. Did you know that?
No.
Better look it up. You know it's flat. You know it's flat, Brian. Come on, Brian Broaddus. You know it's flat. And then why would Kyrie say that? You know it's flat, Brian. You're calling Kyrie Irving a liar? Brian, I'm a Tolo, Brian. Come on. Brian, it's flat. Dude, Brian, it is. is. It's just, dude, you didn't see the curve. You're not high enough. You're not high enough. It's flat, Brian. It's flat. Show Brian. Love you, Brian. That's Brian Broaddus from 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is.
Yeah, he may talk about that tomorrow. We'll see.
Well, he talked about it.
Yeah. I was already in the arena. I mean, I'd already gone through the door, so I'm sorry you can hear. But no, I was kind of like back and forth with the guy. No, it's not. It's not flat. He's a Kyrie Irving. I'm like, no, it's not flat.
It's not flat.
It's not flat. So anyway, it was fun. I didn't know the guy. I didn't know that he's...
Oh, don't... Be respectful. He knew you, sir.
No. I mean, I didn't know his...
Be respectful. He's up out here.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know that he was as famous... I'm sorry I didn't know he's as famous as he is.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, that's why I responded.
Probably a good thing that you say that.
That's why I was responding
to him. Trust you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I'll catch up with him tomorrow. Maybe we'll get some more cleaner audio. How about that?
Okay. Man, I don't know if he followed you guys, but he definitely gave me a follow on Twitter. That's not going to last long, I'll tell you what. He's like, who's this guy?
I looked him up, and he's not following me.
He's Lucius, the earthing plant, huh?
He's like, word, okay. He probably trolled me. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday here on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, LUCIOUS. Yes, that's my name. Or you could follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner is still champ. Oh, boy. Let's go to Sunday with Red Medford on 105.3 The Fan. We got Fan Phenom winner Blake. My man Blake, he was suited and booted yesterday. Hot as hell out there, but he looked good.
Yeah.
He put himself in a blender, though, boy. I tell you what. Looks good on the outside. I don't know what's going on the inside.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
What?
What did you just say?
That's marked. That's going to get
yep,
marked.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets. And Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
G-Bag of the Day will be tomorrow at 2:30 right here on The Fan.
Just sending that one in now.
I just wanted to make sure we appropriated the Denver Nuggets.
You just said that Denver is a state.
So it's Colorado's a state. I caught it. Colorado's a state. Denver's a
state. You did not catch it. What do you mean?
I caught it. What do you mean?
I caught that.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? I caught it. Yeah, third time's the
when
charm.
The gummy hits.
Yeah. I mean, these gummies ain't even working, bro.
I love that the whole thing. He just comes out of the gates with the worst question ever asked in the world, dude.
The premise, bro.
Alex's reaction is pretty underrated as well.
Yeah,
like, say, huh? What? Yeah. What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Yeah. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, ladies' night. Set the mood for the ladies real quick. Hey. Look. Donna Summer is coming at you on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, yeah. Hold on, it's going to take a second. It's going to take a second.
Summer found the letter you wrote me on the radio.
Oh, yeah, girl. We got two freaky-ass female high school teachers in Wisconsin. They resigned.
No!
And those pesky investigations caught it with them, you know what I mean?
Wisconsin, so that tells me they're not even hot.
There's some big jugs there in Wisconsin.
A lot of hair.
Hairy pits?
Heads. Oh. Like lions. They look like lions with manes.
Oh, man. I remember my girl described some... Her old female friend, she said she called them shaved bears.
Oh, I think Miss Wisconsin hasn't won Miss Universe or Miss Universe, Miss America since 1972.
Oh, dang.
It's been a while.
When they appreciated
their
full figure,
that's
one more time than I thought they'd won.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, the two freaky ass female high school teachers in Wisconsin resigned because they were trying to set up a sneaky link with two male students. Jeez. Two male students, two teachers.
Female teachers?
Female teachers,
okay.
Two male students. So you, there's four situations. I'm not going to explain what they were trying to do, but
Was that a bad question, Bratis? I think we needed to know the sex of the teachers as well. We got two male students. I didn't know what the teachers were.
No, it's Pride Month. I appreciate the question.
That was a fair question.
Yeah. Shout out to Pride Month.
Oh, you were Pride Month in it. Okay.
No, any month of the year I would have asked
Pride
that question.
Pride Month in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm Pride Month in it, boys.
Well, I know the boys didn't tattle. So how'd they end up finding out?
Showing off. They were showing off, showing photos and everything. There was a big group of kids laughing. One of the other teachers seen what they were laughing at and said, "Is that Miss So-and-so?" Yeah. And then the investigation started. Yeah, both teachers were on a school trip with the male students. An investigation found incriminating Snapchat messages. That old Snapchat got them. One of the teachers admitted to sending student five photos of herself in lingerie. Ooh. And kissing that student on the trip. Ooh.
I love how you said that, lingerie.
Lingerie, I like that one.
One of the teachers admitted to exchanging messages with the student involving cuddling, flirting, and implication of alcohol.
Oh, no.
And one of the messages right here, I put this in quotes. One of the messages said, "Let's make the room stink."
No.
Wow.
What, bro? Let's make the room stink?
Let's eat a bunch of these cheese curds, okay?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Here. Let's stuff our guts with cheese curds.
Let's munch
fresh
this
BBL over here, honey.
Yeah, let's munch through this thing up.
Let's make the room. Let's jungle love. Hey!
Oh, wow.
That is wild,
worst day, right?
Bro.
Hey, oh, yes, funky in there.
Ah!
Ow!
I don't think that would make me interested. You know, going back to
last cheese curds?
Never heard that.
Didn't have that mind.
Let's make the room stink. Let me see if I can find a story for you fellas real quick. Munching.
They play a little true or fart for a foreplay.
Let's go to WMTV for the report real quick.
WMTV.
Yeah, WMTV. That's crazy. There we go.
We now know why two Janesville Craig High School teachers resigned. 15 Investigates uncovered a district investigation into inappropriate behavior between the teachers and a student while on a class trip. The former teachers are Jennifer Larson and Alexia Saldaris. Both were business education teachers. According to the school's investigation, Saldaris admitted to sending the student five photos of herself wearing lingerie. The report shows the two also admitted to sending inappropriate messages to students, saying they wanted to, quote, have fun with them. Mm. Police are now investigating to see if criminal charges should be filed.
I don't like how the news didn't put that make the room stink quote in there.
Yeah.
You want a headline, use that one right there. You know what I mean?
Seriously. I like the name Alexia, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexia is a nice.
She sounds like the party.
I think that's the one I would communicate with.
Yeah, you definitely don't want Mrs. Larson.
Yeah.
I've gone ahead and done the recon on this.
Oh, Mrs. Larson's a
Mrs. Larson looks like Wisconsin.
Room stink.
Yeah.
She's Miss Wisconsin?
Alexia looks like she's an out of towner who arrived.
That's what I'm saying, man. She the wagon train stopped. She jumped off.
He says she makes the room stink.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies night. Ladies, it's Chi-Town.
Alexia, make the room muy caliente.
We have a Columbus teenager dropped a diss track about his grandma for reporting him missing. His name is Tyrone Giles.
Now, you have the Giles to do that.
The Giles. It's crazy because his name is Giles and he's up there in Ohio. I wonder if he's related to Cameron Giles. Cameron. Because he's always up in Ohio. Is this Cameron's illegitimate son or something? I don't know. Anyway, Tyrone Giles, 15, had last been seen in the Oakland Park area, but his grandmother wasn't certain of his whereabouts. Boy was out there playing hooky. She reported Giles missing to the Columbus Police Department, leading to a search for the young teen. Fortunately, they found him. But he was not a fan of being found and all the hysteria and everything around it. So this fool went in the studio and dropped a diss track for his grandma.
I just been chilling, living like this whole capping. I'm not missing, let you know. This whole crazy.
This called his grandma a little hoe.
Yeah, I think he did.
What the hell is going on?
People told my dad I'm missing, I ain't missing. I'm just standing on being. You talking about you gon' get me? Nah, little hoe, you just tripping. Don't forget on your grandson, don't make me come through with those switches. I'm God, ho. Why you done lied to the whole net? Talking about I'm missing, I ain't missing. I'm just living my best. I don't wanna come back home to granny, she know what up next. Keep on talking. send shots straight through her chest. Both granny, I'ma keep on this. Both granny, I'ma keep on this. Both granny, I'ma keep on this.
F granny, I'm going to keep on dissing.
I want granny's reaction to this.
Well, the family members are pretty upset at the kid.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, because grandma took them in because mom had a stroke and she's helping them out. And this fool's out here running the streets, going missing to the point where grandma's worried about you. Then you respond with a diss track instead of saying, I'm sorry. Come on, kid.
Yeah.
Got to put on, kid.
That's not cool.
Yeah, my dad braids some switches up and wear your ass out. Where you been, boy? Fire you up. Because he's country like that. Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of grandmothers, I ran across this dude that shows you how to pick up GILFs.
GILFs.
He's got some game on how to pick up GILFs.
Let me get a pen and paper real quick.
Here, you want to borrow one?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, bro. I'm not going to lie, man. I love a good, nice older woman in my life.
Oh, look, good guy.
I would love a nice older woman in my life.
Martha Stewart, actually.
One that owns a liquor store?
Maybe like 50, close to 60 type vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not all the way get into that. Let's get into his game real quick, though. Take a pen and pad out.
First thing you want to do is delete Facebook Dating and head over to Facebook Marketplace and then type in homemade quilt. Now, you may ask yourself, why would I want to type in homemade quilt? You got to think, bro, what do grandmas do on their free time? Now, you do not want to buy the quilt. Do not make this mistake. You want to buy a different item that they have listed.
My God.
All you got to do is meet up with them in real life, talk to them, become their friend first because they're getting older. They're becoming more lonely. Text them a little bit more. This is not hard. I cannot tell you what to do from here. This is real game. Stop playing around. If you're not a fan of the first way, you can type in nightgowns. Why? What does your grandma wear to bed? Here is where the real game soaks in. You can filter these GILFs by size, bro. All the way down from petite to plus. That goes all the way up to 34W. God damn, sounds like a motor oil type. Here's a quick tip on the quilts. Filter by price, but filter by lowest first. Why? Because they already have money in their bank account. They're not doing this seriously. They're doing it for a hobby. Have fun. Take this serious, but not too serious. Go get you a gum job. Life is too short.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. A GJ.
Hey!
Quilts and nightgowns, baby. Let's go. I can use you a good quilt. Yeah.
Pretty awesome stuff if you're looking for that type of vibe out
there. Great advice.
He gave you some game, man.
He did.
Now, that's a lot of work just to meet up with a nice, seasoned young lady. But sometimes you just got to spit your game.
Yeah.
Check out this young man right here before I get out of here. Check out this young man. He ran into a beautiful older woman in a grocery store. Nope. Beautiful older woman. And he just started spitting his game.
For me or you? Or both?
For myself.
Oh, for real? You think you could share something with me?
Share what? What's that?
Your name?
Excuse me.
Are you going to hurt my feelings, huh?
You look like a baby.
But you
smell
like a baby.
How old are you?
You the little one.
Mm-hmm.
How old do I look?
20-something.
Isn't that the issue?
How old are you?
I'm rated M for mature.
No.
Listen. That just means I'm supposed to keep you young. That shit.
Is that what that means?
But nah, I am 20-something, though.
20 what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to tell her friends.
I have an 18-year-old.
Listen, that's not scaring me. Not even a little bit.
How many children do you have?
I don't have
any.
Miss Detective.
I am a detective.
Thinking she grown because you's a little tattooed. How many tattoos you got?
17.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Do they taste good?
Oh, that's where they messed up.
Ooh. I don't know.
You don't know?
I've never tasted them.
Right.
He was doing good to that last part right there.
Yeah.
Got a little weird.
He dropped the ball. Yeah, can I taste it? That's the youngin' in him. He couldn't, couldn't close that deal, but she was, how many children do you have?
Mm.
She was playing with her hair a little bit when he was talking. Mm. I know you ain't trying to holler at me in the grocery store, young man.
He should have told me young he wanted man. To make the room stank.
Lady. Yeah, do you want to? So you trying to make the room stank? Oh!
Oh, young. Hell yeah.
Young man, little mannish boy. All right, let's get on out of here. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Hey, that's my time. See you boys tomorrow. Holla.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every night about 5:40 here in the nation.
Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. We're going to baseball it up, Will Chuck. What do you say?
We got a historic inning, potential deadline targets, and you agree with Bryce Harper. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.